Welcome to the Vacation Home Help Podcast. I'm your host, John Andrew. I love short-term rentals. The vacation rental business is my game, and I've made it my mission to help hosts like you succeed. Here we cut through the noise with real talk, no fluff. Just proven strategies, tips, and stories that help you grow your business, boost your bookings, and build a lifestyle you love. So if you're ready to step up your game in the world of vacation rentals, you're in the right place. So let's grow together. Imagine this, you buy a beautiful vacation rental, you furnish it, you launch it on Airbnb, and then you get a letter from the city saying, short-term rentals aren't allowed. That's not just frustrating, that's a 5 or 6 figure mistake. And today we're talking about step 2 of my no BS framework, the compliance first market filter. Because if your market isn't legal and sustainable, nothing else matters. So here's a mindset shift. You're building a portfolio, not playing legal hopscotch. Some investors try to squeeze into gray zones, hoping the city just looks the other way, just doesn't see what they're doing. That's a short-term game. You don't want to build your portfolio and build your wealth just to have regulators pull the rug out from under you. Longevity comes from markets that are crystal clear about short-term rentals being allowed. I've known some hosts that operated in places like Washington, D.C., New York City for 3 or 4 years and made a boatload of money, but then they got slapped with fines and they had to pay it. We're talking big dog fines, $10,000, $20,000, upwards of $100,000 in fines from the city and unpaid tourist taxes. So you just don't want to play that game. You might be able to get away with it a couple of years and think no one's ever going to catch me, but from personal experience, these regulators are way smarter than that, and they're specifically looking at your listings. When they find your listing, they may not know who the person behind the listing is, but they'll see you have 20, 30 reviews dating back to 2022, 2021. How are you going to get yourself out of that pickle? You're going to say you weren't operating, you had no knowledge of that? Please, that doesn't work. So make sure that you're legally operating. You may be able to get away with illegally operating for quite some time until they catch you, and then you're going to have to pay the piper. So just be very careful with that. So let's talk action steps. This is my step-by-step compliance filter. Number one, shortlist states and cities where short-term rentals are clearly permitted. When you're looking for a new vacation rental investment, ask yourself, does the city have a published ordinance that actually allows STRs? If they don't allow short-term rentals, if the best answer is, well, nobody's enforcing it right now, that's kind of a red flag, because we've seen time and time again, just like in New York City, people start to say, oh, we're allowed to do this, we can do this. But then it becomes more of a you're not allowed to do this at all thing. And that's a 5 or 6 figure mistake. So if no one's enforcing it right now, it doesn't mean they're not going to. So number two, check the permit path. Is there a simple online application? Some states, they don't even have an online application, like Osceola County and Kissimmee, where Disney World is. They make you mail it in paper, really archaic, really old fashioned. But is the application at least simple? Do you need a local business tax receipt, a fire inspection, a zoning approval to actually get a permit? If the path looks like spaghetti, you're going to burn time and money figuring it out. For example, in Miami Beach, it's a whole convoluted process. Some people say it's a competitive strength, because if it's harder to get a permit and you actually get a permit, that means the market will be less competitive because less people will be willing to go through all those hoops to just get a license. That might also mean people just will operate unregulated, but who knows, right? But in Miami, you have to have an inspector go out there and look at it. You have to have people actually check it. You need to wait 2 to 3 weeks for one thing to go through, then another 2 to 3 weeks for another thing to go through. And it's not super simple. Whereas in Disney World area, Kissimmee, you just fill out the same paper twice, one for the business tax receipt, one for tourist development tax application. They take it, they look at it, they stamp it, all done, all set, all done and dusted, right? So it depends on your location. Some have a very easy path to success. And some are super difficult, cost a lot of money, and they're super time consuming. It doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. It just means know what you're getting into and check that permit path. Number three, occupancy caps and primary versus non-primary rules. What does this mean? Well, some cities only allow short-term rentals if it's your primary residence. Others cap the guest count at 6 or 8 guests. They don't want parties. They don't want crazy news happening because people had a bunch of parties. Someone got hurt there. So they only allow a certain number of guests to come, like a maximum occupancy. You need to know this before buying, or your underwriting is going to be garbage. You're not going to actually have the right investment criteria. It's not going to match your business plan. It's going to be a huge mess. So make sure that your business plan, whether that's going to be like a family-friendly Airbnb or a wedding venue, whatever you're doing, that the rules in your location allow what you're about to do. Number four, taxes. There's two things in life, death and taxes, right? Taxes are part of this game. TOT, tourist development tax, transient rental tax, occupancy tax, bed tax, sales tax. There's so many names, but you're going to get taxed. Most markets require multiple tax accounts. For example, in Florida, you need a state sales tax and a county tourist development tax, and you may need a city tax as well. If you miss one, you're going to owe back taxes plus penalties. So going into any market, ask yourself, what taxes do I have to pay? I have state tax, I got federal tax, I got occupancy tax, but who do you have to pay? City, state, local, federal? Who are you paying? Figure that out, and then you can enter the market with confidence. Number five, HOA bylaws. I hate HOAs. I don't want to live in an HOA. I just feel like they have so many rules and it becomes high school again. And I have my own issues with HOAs, but many investors overlook this. And an HOA can ban short-term rentals even if the city allows it. Always get the HOA rules in writing. If you hear they're not a strict HOA, that is not good enough because HOAs have their own covenants and rules and restrictions. And they love to bust people doing things against the rules. They'll fine you. They'll make your life difficult. They'll gossip about you. No one likes the HOA unless you're an HOA president or you're making money with the HOA, right? But I personally, I stay away from communities with HOA. In Florida, there's a lot of communities. They have like community development districts. They got HOAs. All of these different bodies of people who organize themselves to kind of govern a little neighborhood, right? But the problem is HOA dues get increasingly expensive. We have some resort communities that have HOA fees of $800, $900 per month. Yes, that's per month for a townhouse to pay for their water slides, water park, amenities. And you can't be serious. Like all of that money is not going to amenity, right? But it's a cash grab. So if you go into a community with an HOA, please keep in mind that the HOA fee may be so high and the rules so strict that it may actually make it burdensome and non-attractive to operate a short-term rental in a place with an HOA. Like some HOA fees are so high, you're not going to make money there. And it's a money pit. So be very careful and understand the HOA bylaws to see if it's actually allowed in that community. So this is what I call the guardrail principle. Here is the guardrail. If the rules are gray, walk, period. You're not in the business of fighting City Hall. You're not in the business of fighting HOA. You're in the business of creating cash flow and equity and guest memories and having a business you can be proud of. Every dollar you spend fighting regulations is a dollar not compounding for you. Only invest in short-term rental markets where compliance is straightforward and well-documented. So what's the deliverable here? A go or no-go sheet for every market you're considering. And this go or no-go sheet, it should list the following. 1, permit requirements. 2, occupancy limits. 3, tax accounts you need. 4, HOA status. And once you have that sheet, you can look into a deal and instantly know whether it fits your compliance filter. There's no guessing. There's no gray. If it's gray, just walk away. You don't want to deal with it. Alrighty, folks, that's step 2 of the No BS framework, the compliance first market filter. This is a step that protects you from rookie mistakes and wasted capital. If this was valuable, make sure to follow me on Facebook at The John Andrew. I share daily short-term rental tips, compliance updates, and behind-the-scenes strategies you won't hear anywhere else. And if you're listening to this and thinking, I don't want to deal with permits, taxes, or guests at 1 a.m., that's where my flat fee co-hosting service comes in. You keep your listing and payouts. We handle the day-to-day so you stay compliant and profitable. Learn more and book a call with me. I'll put the link in the show notes. On the next episode, we're moving to the macro micro market selection, how to pick winning neighborhoods, not just cities. Stay tuned. Oh, and you may have noticed the podcast cover and the name has changed. It's just reflective of my business, Vacation Home Help. So the podcast name has been changed from Vacation Rental with John, that's me, to Vacation Home Help or the Vacation Home Help podcast. So thanks for bearing with me through this change. It's highly appreciated. I'm looking forward to another year with all of you to learn and grow our vacation rental businesses together. So happy hosting and stay tuned for the next episode. Take care.